people who are concerned about their animals are much less apt to leave their homes in an emergency until they can round up all of the animals, and that creates its own problems. And one of the problems that started early on was that animals were not allowed, for instance, dogs or cats were not allowed into some of the shelters where people who had had to leave their homes needed to stay. And so in some cases, what they did was put up an animal shelter right outside so that people could go and visit their animals, and it seemed to work very well. It was good effort and it worked well.
The issue of animals might seem trivial to some, crucial to others. We asked Gina Neller if the grand jury has the choice to investigate whatever it deems important, like the county's overall response in an emergency.
In this case, we did. Actually, the civil grand jury was already on its way toward doing some other investigations and decided after the firestorm that we had to comment on that. We had to deal with what happened, both good and bad, what was effective, what wasn't effective. This was a major thing that happened to Sonoma County, and we felt obligated to work on it. And the grand jury as a whole has to vote and say, yes, that's a good thing to look into. You can do that before anybody does any further work on it. 19 people have to do that. It's quite interesting to observe.
Neller explained that the civil grand jury not only makes recommendations, but also conducts follow-ups of previous reports. In this case, they looked into county permitting, which turns out to be critical in the aftermath of the fires.
There is a report on how permits are issued in the county. The PRMD people who issue permits for county properties have had a lot of problems over the past few years and very providentially changed that just before the fire hit in October. And so they were all ready to go to deal with people who needed permits quickly. And they took it to heart and put in systems that were very useful and then signed a contract with an organization to come in and deal with nothing but permits regarding burned properties so that those people who lost their homes could get all of that started as quickly as humanly possible. That's something good that county does, the county government did, and it is our obligation to talk about that just as much as to talk about negative things.
Finally, Neller told us what her biggest fear is concerning the civil grand jury's recommendations.
My biggest fear is that they will not treat this as the county is responsible for their citizens as a whole. It isn't a question of individual offices all over the county being responsible for individual things. County government is responsible for making sure that disaster preparedness is countywide, that it's the most efficient that it can possibly be. And it's only by looking at it and coordinating it so that all of the agencies in government are focused the same way and working on the same things to make it habitable. And my fear is that they won't do that.